Day 16 of 36 channels in 36 days. Welcome, this is Mercedes Warwick. This morning's preamble was interesting because I had an interesting day yesterday. And I have committed to being in the moment. So right now, in this moment, we are about to engage in a channel. And I'm grateful, actually. I had a day, this job process is really a two-step thing, and I'm not going to go into the long version of the story, but the first was to get basically signed up with the marketing firm. And then the second step was to be approved by the client. And yesterday I was not approved by the client. So, but I had the relevance of telling you this story is that yesterday's channel was very, 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 very deep for me. And I knew I was going to have to see the client in the afternoon. So I treated myself with some grace and love and ended up sitting in a park out in nature, enjoying a sandwich. And as I was, you know, just enjoying feeling the sun, it was really that simple. I felt spirit say, ask for the job description. So I asked for the job description, and when I looked at the job description, I knew, basically, that this position was not going to be for me. And it's really interesting. I think it's a two-way street. I think the first is, are you suitable for the job, for the person who is, employing you? And then the second is the person and the organization suitable for you? Wonderful company, so that's not the issue. But the functions and the task of the job were not for me. So we went through the motions. And I think that, I just bring this up because I think that the almost forewarning, I don't know if I would call it that, but the bubbling up of ask for the job description allowed me not to be in an awkward situation during the interview itself. So, what's next? I don't know. We'll see. I went to Facebook this morning because I didn't get settled into the breath. And I have a spirit guide. And Facebook is an unusual source of intuitive news and information. And I felt to go to Facebook, and there popped up the guide in a very unusual way. So that allowed me to sit with guidance this morning. So I bring this up because you will find different miracle signs and wonders that become consistent beacons for you. And when you see these beacons, you know to pay special or extra attention. In my case, this particular beacon is a healing beacon and often opens the way for me to see things in a different light. So that did occur this morning. So those are the two things, I think. The bubbling up of spirit to sort of give me an indication that there is more here. There's definitely more here. I don't think this is the end of, I don't know necessarily the job search, but the person who owns the marketing company is a wonderful woman. And there may be something there, even if it's a beginning friendship, yes. And then the second thing is listening to that bubbling up, that intuitive guidance. And it was very soft. too. That's the other point that I'd like to make. It was very, very, very soft. It was just sort of like somebody was sitting in front of me and said, you know, did you ask for the job description? Ask for the job description. And then it went away. That was all there was. It wasn't any back and forth or, you know, I call it spotlights and dancing girls, you know. Nothing was on fire. It was just a very soft bubbling up of, you know, perhaps you should ask for the job description. And then the second thing is, of course, looking at the consistent totems or the consistent signs. If you have something repeating, beginning to ask yourself, well, what happens when this sign shows up? Do I get healing? Do I get insight? Do I get the nudge to sort of sit quietly? What happens? You know, what? And it will be kind of a consistent thing. Like my particular totem sign allows me to know that I have a whole nation behind me, is a Native American wisdom. So those are the two things from the preamble this morning. Let's see what Spirit has to say. Please visit 36 Channels in 36 Days. It will be up through March 7th, 2016, and then we're going to take it down. So visit often, and also that wonderful practice of infinite circulation. If you could contribute what's on your heart today, it would be greatly appreciated. You have an incredible day. Namaste. Nono ni eke na I o kona I es kona ni eke na nono yoko o kona I e na. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Nono ni es ke na nana yoko to the blessings of your day. Anoni eshkena nani yoko okoni iekena iyo nono iekena. It was interesting yesterday that Mercedes was so deeply into the nani yoko channel. Iekena nani yoko. It does not happen often to the point that she did not remember the channel. Iokona iena, and attempted several times yesterday to replay the channel. Iokona ieke. And got carried back to the same spot. Iokona niena. Anani o kieke na nanani yoko iena. Last night, she was wondering if nononieke, those who would be listening, would have the same experience. Ieke na anani yoko iena. So, iena nanani yoko. A bit of curiosity for her. Ie na na ni yesh ke na 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 ni yoko o kona. So what are your blessings for this day? Ie ke na 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 ni yoko ie na. Ana na ni yoko ie ke na. Ana ni yesh ki yoko na. Those blessings that are born from a vibrancy of your heart. Yoko na ie na. We have talked about consciously Ononieke seeding the infinite, Ononieke, and also melding into Ononieke na. The language yesterday was beautiful. Niyoko na, the melding of your infinity into the infinite all. Yoko na ieke na. The melding of your infinity into the infinite all. Yoko na. No demarcation, yokona ieke. No lines or boundaries, borders or foundations, yokona. No limits through the sky and a ceiling, yokona. No containment. Ananana yoko, melding your beautiful aspect of the infinite god, Anoniyeke, into the Ananiyoko, magnificent aspects of the all, Yukonaniyeke, loving Ieke na Ananiyoko, source, Ieke na Ananiyoko, God. Anoniyeke, we feel like to take a moment to just take that in, Yokona, again. And again and again, Anoniyekona. Ananiyeshkena Ananiyoko Okona, really the blessing of understanding this, knowing this and experiencing it, Yokona Niyekena, and then really knowing, because now you've experienced Yokona. So, part of the preamble was to set the stage, Yokona, as it always does. And we would say to Mercedes and to you that the theme for today is to allow the blessings to roll in, and receive them. Sometimes when things do not go exactly as planned, there is a tendency to fix it, or want to fix it, or want to do something, or want to change, or shift it. There will be some judgment around it, whether it is good or bad. So the idea is to Yokona, check the state of your God, Yokona, and the state of your union, Ananananiyoko, and bring yourself into unity, Ananiyoko, the unified wholeness, Inananiyeke, of your total self, Ieke Nananananiyoko, and your place or your existence in that breath, in that moment, Yokona. It was interesting, Yokona Niyeke, because with the understanding and clarity going into the meeting, Yokona Niyeke, Mercedes had no emotion attached to the outcome, Yokona Ieke Na. That allowed her to just exist in the moment, Yokona Niyeke Na. Really, what is on her mind now is, now what? Yokona Ieke, because there are so many possibilities, Yokona. And maybe, to be honest, there was also some the word that's coming is self-flagellation. Some beating up of self. But not anything only extreme. Onona Ieshkena Ananiyoko. And really what this stemmed from was Yokona Iena, Ananiyoko Iena, the now what, Iekena Ananiyoko, Yokona, which permits or inhibits the entry into the infinite self, Yokona Iena Anani Ieshkona. So it was almost a natural flow into this because of habit, the habitual ananiyoko thinking. Ananananiyoko, and now what is a valid question, yokona niyeke, but now let's think about it. How do you seed it, or how do you keep in the frequency of your infinity? So, Yokona Ieke Na, if you say now what as you're seeding it into the infinity and then releasing it, Ananiyoshkona Ieke Na, then you're allowing Ananiyoko Ieke Na, the divine right action and divine right order to Baniyokona, bubble up or flow into your consciousness, Ieke Na Ananiyoko. So we would encourage you to take a moment to Ananiyoko, maybe even make a note to yourself, Iekena, on this particular point. That the Ononieke. Things will happen that are unexpected, Ononieke, or not the end result that you had seeded or anticipated, Ononioshko Ononieke, but now it is the now what? There are so many things that were happening in the situations that were, that are, Inonioko, blessings, Ieke na, and one of them is the people that Mercedes was able to interact with, Iokona, for which she is very grateful. And Anieshkena, Nonoyoko, Iena, very, very, very grateful, beautiful, beautiful people. Yoshkona Niekena, sometimes things just don't fit, Iokona, and that's okay, that is the recognition, but the people were magnificent. Onono Nieke, Nieke Nyoko, and she's very grateful to have met the people. Iokona Niekena, so partially the now what is to allow the blessings to flow. Iokona Niekena, and there is also another thing, is maybe to even note the blessings, Iokona Iekena, and be in gratitude for that which occurred, Iekena Nanioko. That is the now what in this breath. Onono Yeshkena is not the now what from 20 breaths from now, you know, 180,000 breaths from now, Iekena Nanioko. It is the now what in this breath, Iekona Iekena. So we bring this forward, Iokona Niekena Nioko, to say that there is often some working through Iokona Iekena to be in conscious awareness of your infinity self. Inono Nieshkena, and having knowledge, information, and wisdom about your infinity self knows that it exists, Iokona Ieke, the God, the it within you exists, Iekona, and you exist as it, Iokona, it is unified, melded into oneness, Iokona Ieke, with no delineation, no containment, no floor, no ceiling, Iyoshkona Nieke Nananiyoko. So when you have this new awareness, or maybe new to you, or new to us, in the way that we are explaining it, so all this newness is happening, it's really quite exciting. Anano no yoko ieke na. So when you have this new awareness, ieke na, yokona, ieke na, nana no yoko, never estimating the what, yokona. Never estimating the what, Ononieke-na. Never putting estimates, quantitative data, qualitative opinion to it, Iokona Iekena. Allowing it to just be. Allowing it to just be. So then many things happen. Limited or no physical response, Iokona. No peaks and valleys, or no highs and lows, Ononieshkena. Ieko, equilibrium, harmony, balance, Iokona. Synchronicity, Iekena, Nananioko. Allowance, Ananioko, Iekena. Ananioko, allowance of the Anonieke na righteousness, but the rightness. Anonieke. Maybe even Anonioko. Activation of the divine. Iokona Iena. Makes sense? Yes? Anonieke, for some reason today we are seeing that notes should be taken. We have not necessarily said that. But this one is something that you would want to note, Iekena, for reminders. Anonieke, my infinite self melds into the infinite all, Iekona Naniekena. Therefore, all is in divine righteousness, Iekena Nananioko, and I allow my blessings to flow to me, or flow into me, Iekona Niena. My infinity melds into the infinite all. Yunonaniyeshkena. There are no boundaries. There are no limits. Yekol. There are no floors or ceilings or containment. Yeshkena naniyoko. Through the infinite all, I have access to divine wisdom, divine knowing, divine order, divine right order, divine action, divine know-how, divine resources, divine words, and Anoniake explanation. What I do not know comes forward, Yokona Iekena, so that I may see. This is the expression of my divine, or my divinity. This is the expression of me as God, personified. I am infinity. I am divine right action. I am divine right order. I am all aspects of the infinite source. Therefore, all aspects of the infinite source flows through me. I filter these aspects into my life through love. And love transforms, transmits, and transmutes all for my highest good. The infinite universe vibrates for my highest and best good. It is always moving, always vibrating. It is always shifting and transforming. Ananoniyoko, so that which I need, require, desire flows into my having, manifested into my life at this moment, in the here and now. I am grateful. I am grateful for that which flows into me, and I am grateful for the understanding that through all aspects of the infinite all, only the best for me exists. I know now in this breath that everything that is before me and everyone that is before me is source, is divine source energy, and we are unified because I am source as well. My knowing of this infinite space allows me to peacefully exist. Lovingly act. And manifest truly truth. Wisdom, knowledge, and the material things that accelerates and expands me so that I am the I am. So that I exist as the I am that I am. Because the infinite is always moving, always flowing, I am a dynamic being. I am always moving and always flowing. I acknowledge that action and creativity exist within me. I acknowledge that there is a time for right action and there's a time for creative process. The melding of these two into the infinite way allows for oneness, unity, and harmonic balance. Because I understand that everything is always vibrating, I understand that there is always an ever-flowing infinite prosperity and wealth that is flowing into my life always. This allows generosity of spirit, generosity of thinking, generosity of mind, generosity of behavior, generosity of words, generosity of thought, generosity of feeling, generosity of giving, generosity of God, knowing, wisdom. My love capacity is infinite. When I say that I am an infinite self or an infinite being, when I am working through my infinity self, I understand and know that this is the infinity self of love. That as an infinite being, I am infinitely loving. And I bask in the frequency of love, as love, for love, to love, and through love. I see this divinity of love in everything and everyone. I am love, I am. I am that love, which is that love. Love filters through me and radiates as me out into the world. And love is ever moving, a dynamic force, vibrating, attracting, magnetizing love back into my being, into my life, into my flow. I see the blessings in every situation, every person, and everything. I am grateful that I have this illuminated vision. I am grateful to know the radiance of love. I am grateful to be the infinity within the infinite all. I am grateful for the bubbling ups of wisdom, of grace, of source that flows into my life through every breath. I am grateful to all aspects of the infinite all that teach me, that fortifies me, that nourishes me, that loves me. I am grateful for the wisdom of my guidance. I am grateful to hear, to see, to touch at the subtle frequencies of the intuition of my intuitive being, my intuitive knowing. I'm grateful that I'm unified, whole, complete, perfect. Within each breath, the state of my being is God, Source, Light, Love. The universal laws are applied through the spoken word, it is done. The energy of Source is activated. The wisdom of the infinite mind is cultivated. The harmony and balance of synchronicity, joy, abundance, prosperity is here. And the blessings flow into me through law. My infinity melds into the infinite all. It is completed, it is received, and it is achieved. Amen, amen, and amen. And so it is. Ononani yeshkena ahane iekona niena. There is light in every situation. Ononani yeshkena naniyoko, and shadows exist as well. Yeshkona iekena. When the way is darker, or less light is present. We say, Yananiyoko, what is the blessing here? What is the gift here? Nononiyeshkena, and allow the bubbling up of the insight to allow you to see the new aspect of God that has become present, the new aspect of the infinite. And be grateful and in acceptance of the expansion that is occurring. Be grateful and receive the lesson or the gift that allows you to expand fully into this consciousness, the awareness of your divine being. Just breathing that in. I am the infinite all. The infinite source is always vibrating for my highest good. Mm. No, yake na nonioko yake na. We think that is enough for now. We want to stay steady as she goes. Oh, no, niyoshiko na yake na. It is our wish for you that you understand Onono Niyoko, the ebbs and flows, or Onono Niyoshiko na Niyeke, are part of the vibratory wavelength, Onono Niyeshike. It is not a flat line existence that we are striving to achieve, Yoko na na Niyoko. We recognize the wavelengths, the ebbs and the flows, Iyeke na na Niyoko. And therefore, Iyeke na na Niyoko, when you have this understanding, Iyeke na, you can move into Iokona Naniyeke, a deeper sense of peace. Iokona Iyeke, fully Naniyoko, with a full footing, a strong foundation, a way of standing. Iokona Naniyeke, upright and tall. Iokona Iyeke na, because of your understanding that you are infinity, and you have all aspects of the infinite all at your fingertips, at your next breath, within your knowing. We love you, 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 and we bid you adieu.